We've seen this before. A former Massachusetts governor who worked at Bain Capital is running for president. This time, it's Democrat Deval Patrick instead of Republican Mitt Romney. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports on Patrick's tenure at Bain and the challenge of winning over Democrats who may view the Boston-based investment firm negatively.
Patrick has had to answer for Bain right out of the gate. Here he is in New Hampshire, just hours after launching his campaign.
When I was co-chair of the Obama-Biden campaign in 2012, and there was all the attacks on Bain Capital on account of Mitt Romney, you know, I was asked about that, and I didn't buy it then, and I don't buy it now.
What Patrick doesn't buy is the charge by some liberals that Bain Capital exemplifies ruthless capitalism. Political junkies might recall an Obama campaign ad featuring steelworkers who blamed Bain Capital for wrecking their livelihoods.
It was like a vampire. It came in and sucked the life out of us.
Patrick criticized Romney plenty during the 2012 race, but he did take a softer tone toward Bain than many Obama surrogates, as in this appearance on MSNBC.
I mean, Bain is a perfectly fine company. They've got a role in the private economy, and I've got a lot of friends there and on both sides of the aisle.
And a few months after leaving the governor's office in 2015, Patrick joined those friends at Bain Capital. He helped start a $390 million investment fund called Bain Capital Double Impact.
So the name Bain Double Impact alludes to the idea of a double bottom line that some businesses and others have introduced in the past two decades.
Sean Cole teaches at Harvard Business School, and when he talks about a double bottom line, he means the bottom line everyone knows, money, and a second one, social good. The fund Patrick led invests in companies that focus on causes like improving the environment, health, and education. It's not charity. It's supposed to be capitalism with a conscience.
What they do is they deliberately source investments that they believe have a social impact. And then Bain takes control of those companies and tries to improve their operation.
The question is whether Democratic primary voters will accept the idea that Patrick's work at Bain was noble. Former Romney advisor Eric Fernstrom says, maybe. On one hand, Patrick wasn't the boss at Bain, as Romney was, so Patrick may face less scrutiny. On the other hand,
Bain for Deval Patrick might be more of a problem because in Deval's case, it hurts him with Democratic primary voters, whereas Mitt only struggled with it in the general election.
Fernstrom says Bain Capital was a net plus among Republican voters in Romney's primary. It's less likely that Bain can help Patrick win a Democratic nominating contest. And he may have to defend other lines on his resume, too, including stints at oil company Texaco and the parent company of mortgage lender AmeriQuest. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.